It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good, but I got my supplemental caffeine with me.
I see that. Triple shot of energy. Boy, you're going to be ready to go today for all the people that stop in and see you.
Bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Well, we do that with coffee around here. So.
Oh, yeah, this is coffee. It's just...
Just full-strength coffee?
You know, they're not a sponsor, but it's good stuff.
Yeah. Cafe mocha. So it looks good.
It's like chocolate milk in a can.
with a zip.
A lot of caffeine.
Zip. Well, how's your weekend?
It was good. I got to hang out with my sister and my nephews and, got to do some household stuff.
I saw you were out weed eating or something around your shop. Was that a chainsaw you had there, or was that a weed eater? I heard something roaring back.
No, that was a weed eater.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hadn't trimmed yet this year, and some of that grass was pretty tall. So.
Okay. I knew you were working with some mechanized piece of equipment there.
I also, washed some vehicles. And
all right. Yeah, took one of mine in the car wash. It's about time. Then I went out on the country road and got it all dusty again. So.
Yeah, but then you appreciate the cleanliness a lot more if you do it by hand.
Now, that's true.
Yes.
But it's a lot more work.
Yes, but it's worth it.
My wife doesn't see it that way, though. I keep sending her out to do it, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should do it.
Oh, is that the idea?
And surprise her once.
I could try that. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Francis Lee Schmidt. Francis was born on July 27th, 1926 in Ortonville and passed away on August 6th, 1993 in Minneapolis. He entered active duty on December 13th, 1944 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on August 23rd, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a supply sergeant with headquarters battery of the 759th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Gun Battalion. Served in the Pacific during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle. Earned the World War II Victory Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal. 2 overseas service bars, meaning he spent at least 1 year overseas. And a lapel button. So we thank you, Francis, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation. Because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, our topic today has to do with the Veterans Trust of the VA.
Yeah, a press release came out on June 5th discussing how VA healthcare patients, VA benefit recipients, and families of deceased veterans trust the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with caring for veterans. VA announced that veteran trust in VA reached 80% in April, reflecting a 19% increase since January of 2017. Each quarter, Veteran Signals, or V-Signals, VA's Customer Experience Feedback Program, randomly surveys approximately 257,000 veterans with recent interactions VA-wide with claims, appeals, healthcare, memorials, and other services to rate their overall trust in VA. I've received a few of these phone calls in the past, and VA's treated me well, so I always give them high marks. So... complements the previously reported Veteran Trust survey focused specifically on VA outpatient health care only, which reached 90% for the first time on April 12th. The monthly average of Veteran Trust and VA outpatient health care increased to 90.1% for the month of May. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, these surveys result show VAs listening to the voice of the veteran and taking decisive actions. Customer feedback continues to drive improvements in the way VA provides care and services. VA-wide quarterly trust survey also asks veterans to rate VA's ease of use, effectiveness, and its staff's ability to provide empathetic experience. The most recent VA-wide survey saw a 2% increase in effectiveness to 78%. 3% increase in ease of use to 75%, and a 3% increase in empathy to 77%. V-Signals currently has 35 wide-ranging surveys in use across VA, and the feedback gained from more than 5 million surveys received since January 2017 are used in real time to resolve concerns, answer questions, record compliments, and share recommendations. VA began measuring veteran trust in the second quarter of fiscal year 2016. Since 2017, V-Signals has referenced more than almost 3,000 veterans to the Veterans Crisis Line or the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans as needed or requested. June of last year, VA is designated as a lead agency partner for the President's Management Agenda, or PMA, Cross-Agency Reporting, or CAP, goal on improving customer experience with federal services. So hopefully the veterans, out listening to us and their family members, also have high regard for the care and services they receive through the Department of Veterans Affairs. So that's why there's guys like me in every county to help facilitate that.
That's right. I think everybody around here is, everything I've heard has been positive. As we've talked before, there are a few bad eggs that kind of mess things up for the system.
It's...
Like anything else.
Yeah, you can't please everybody all the time.
Right, so don't, throw the umbrella over everybody.
Right, right. And there's always a couple of, like you said, bad eggs.
Yeah. I think the VA in Minneapolis and in the state of Minnesota, but always, I think we've talked about that on shows in the past, been rated pretty high in the country as far as...
The two facilities in Minnesota, St. Cloud and Minneapolis, are always in the top five when it comes to patient care and services.
Right. So.
And the Veterans Benefits Administration Office in St. Paul always has high marks that they are very proud of.
So kudos to them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, if anybody has any questions, they can find you in the office now, right? You're open up there?
Yep. We're open, but I do have to mention, with this COVID stuff, conferences and training events have been canceled, and we're doing a lot of training online. So this week is particularly heavy with that. We're making up for the conference in March that we missed. I'll be busy, getting educated this week.
Everybody's been doing a lot of Zooming lately.
Yeah, this is Zoom and WebEx.
Zoom meetings I've been in. Yeah, sure.
if I invested in stocks, I probably would have invested in Zoom or WebEx or whatever. But so I am busy with that. So please call or leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, which is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838.
Right there on your arm.
MinnesotaVeteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, lower level of the courthouse. The east entry is the only accessible entrance for the customers to come in, and we have greeters and hall monitors.
Got a drop box down there.
Yep, got a drop box. We got people directing traffic to, make sure we're maintaining social distances and, capacity. So,
yep.
But come on in. Masks are encouraged but not mandated. We do provide disposable ones if people want. So you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate it, Josh. Thanks for the info. And get in touch with Josh if you have any questions on any of the stuff we've talked about. And check it out in the Western Guard, the Dawson Center.
Yes, it'll be in the local newspapers this week, too. So
give them a little plug there. All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Josh. You have a great week. We'll see you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.